Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. And the Mishnah now returns the topic of kinuyim, substitute words. So if a person says, Omer l'chaver, a person decrees against his friend, konam, instead of korban, meaning he says, kikar zu alecha kakonam. This loaf of bread is to you like konam, instead of korban, which would be the proper way of declaring a neder, he says konam, that's a kinuy, a substitute word. Oh, or for example, he says konach, meaning he says kikar zu alecha kakonach, or konas. So those three words, konam, konach, konas, are all kinuyim of korban, which is the formal term for something, equating something through what's called hatfasa, right? You're equating the iser to something else. So the iser like to a korban. So that, in all those cases, hare elu kinuyim le korban, since all of these terms are considered legitimate substitute words for a korban, therefore it's as if he said kikar zu alecha kekorban, and therefore it'll be binding, meaning that the friend indeed cannot partake of that loaf of bread. Now, these are all strange kinuyim, and remember I explained before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, these are corruptions of the original word korban that crept into foreign cultures, and the Jews adopted, you know, or jumped onto these terms. According to Rish Lakish, what we're doing here is Chazal created these substitute words for fear people would say like korban or neder l'Hashem, because the word Hashem comes in Psukim after these, you know, after korban, cherem, nazir, etc. Whatever the case is, these are weird cases and they're binding. But just understand, certainly if a person said like the English word sacrificial offering or something, then definitely it would, yes, be binding, no doubt about it. If a person says my loaf of bread is like a sacrificial offering to you, or like a zevach to you, or like anything else explicit, there's no doubt about it. If he speaks in Chinese or German or Japanese, it doesn't make no difference. As long as it's understood what he means it. The point of our Mishnah is, these aren't even real words exactly. They're like, I'll call it informal or slang or whatever the word is, kinuim, substitute words, and still, yes, they are binding. So the same principle applies. Now we're moving to show different kinuim for cherem. As explained before, cherem is like also create a stam cherem would be something's forbidden until it gets to the hand of a kohen. So if a person says, kikar zu alecha cherek, instead of cherem, or he says kikar zu alecha cherech, or he says kikar zu alecha cheref. So those three words, cherek, cherech, and cheref, are all substitute words for cherem, and therefore since hare elu kinuyim lecherem, since they are indeed legitimate substitute words for cherem, so his neder is binding. It's as if he said kikar zu alecha cherem, it's forbidden to you, and therefore indeed the friend couldn't ever partake of that loaf of bread. Now we go on to nazirus. So if a person says hareini nazik, instead of the more formal term hareini nazir, but he says I'm a nazik, or he says hareini naziach, or he says hareini paziach, since all of those cases, these are legitimate hare elu kinuyim lenazirus, these are the accepted list of substitute words for a nazir, so it's as if he said hareini nazir, and it's binding. And finally, we'll talk about shavuos. So if a person, instead of saying, like, shavua, I swear that I won't eat this loaf of bread, he says shavusa, that I won't eat it. Or shavuka, sorry, excuse me, shakuka, that I won't eat it. Or he says mosa. Now, mosa doesn't sound like the word shavua, but it's the Aramaic version of it. The word mumsa would be a shavu in Aramaic. So mosa is like the, you know, the analog. It's for an Aramaic word of mumsa, it is a kinui. In all those cases, since those are indeed kinuim for a shavua, for a binding oath, hare elu kinuim le shavua, and therefore if he indeed said shavusa or shakuka or mosa, that I won't eat this loaf of bread, then he certainly may not eat the loaf of bread. It's a binding shavua.